Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies are mostly clear over Tel Aviv and Haifa, with comfortable temperatures. Jerusalem is experiencing a cool evening, perfect for a stroll. As night falls, the warmth lingers across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, tense day in the Strait of Hormuz. Drone strikes oil tanker. The British Maritime Security Agency reported this earlier today. Also, unconditional support for Netanyahu was a mistake, says Rahm Emanuel. The former U.S. ambassador spoke earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel prepares post-Hezbollah-Lebanon peace pact. Teams from Jerusalem and Beirut will meet in Rome, according to JNS. Separately, a collapse, a poll reveals a drop in the number of Israelis who believe Trump prioritizes Israel's security. This was reported by JTA earlier today. And finally, the number of Israelis supporting Trump has hit a new low, a survey indicates. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago that the German foreign minister is visiting Israel and believes Iran's missiles and terror proxies should be part of US-Iran talks. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering the conflict, reported earlier today that Israeli forces found Hezbollah weapons in a civilian home in southern Lebanon. IRIS, a regional observer, confirmed that a Turkish naval vessel interfered with an Israeli naval exercise in the Mediterranean. Let's go deeper, starting with the Strait of Hormuz incident. A drone attack on an oil tanker has heightened tensions in this crucial maritime route. This strike follows earlier missile fire from Tehran, causing concerns over regional security. The strait remains vital for global oil supply, making these incidents significant for international energy markets. Turning to Rahm Emanuel's comments, the former U.S. ambassador criticized the U.S.'s past unwavering support for Netanyahu. This shift suggests potential changes in U.S.-Israel relations, especially as Emanuel might pursue a Democratic presidential candidacy. Meanwhile, Israel and Lebanon are working on a peace agreement post-Hezbollah. This could transform regional alliances and reduce tensions along the northern border. The talks in Rome mark a significant diplomatic effort by both nations. Finally, the recent poll shows waning support for Trump among Israelis. This decline reflects shifting perceptions of U.S. foreign policy under his leadership. The implications could affect how Israel navigates its future U.S. relations. Turning to business news. First, the Finance Committee blocks 1 billion shekels for the resurrection management. Walla Business reports that compensation funds for businesses in Israel's north remain undistributed. Separately, Ayal Azoulay has raised $20 million to automate financial crime investigations. This move by Tangos AI could innovate how suspicious transactions are handled, according to CTEC. And finally, Sierra is in advanced talks to acquire Israeli cyber firm Oasis for over $1 billion. This acquisition could bolster Sierra's position as a cybersecurity leader, as reported by Ynet Business. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.